Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat is 743 and three quarters, up 4 1/4. March, 741 and three quarters, up 1 1/2. Soft December, 681, up 2 1/2. March, 690, up 3. December corn, 437 and a quarter, now 37 even, down 4 1/2. July, 464 and three quarters, down 4 1/4. November soybeans, 1266, down 16 and three quarters. July, 1232 and a half, down 9 1/4. October soybean meal, 404.10, down 580. October soybean oil, 40.67, down 16. October live cattle, 127.17 and a half, down 67 and a half. October feeder cattle, 163.97 and a half, down 12 and a half. And October lean hogs, 91.22 and a half, now 50, down 72 and one half. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
Well, we don't have much data to talk about today, do we?
No, we've got a lot to rehash as we look back at yesterday's report and sort of take a look at the highlights, I think, Dave. I think, you know, it's sort of shocking when you look at how much they did up the corn carryout yesterday in percentage-wise. You know, that number they threw at us was actually 25% larger than their last estimate. Adding over a fourth on top of what we thought we already had is quite a devastating number as far as looking.
Same thing for the soybeans.
You know, the soybeans, basically, though, it was a smaller number. There was 16 million we added there. Well within some tolerances, just not quite what we were expecting. When we look at that, the corn number, in fact, that's in effect adding, if we leave the harvest acres the same as what we're talking about, that's the same as adding about a 1.8 bushel the acre to the yield, or a million acres back in if they do shrink the acres that way by adding that much. So it is pretty bearish towards the corn crop, we look at it, and if we continue to hear the yields, like we've been hearing early so far, and it's just how bad is Western Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, parts of Missouri, Wisconsin, and the Dakotas.
And the early talk is people are pleasantly surprised in those areas that are harvesting.
Yeah, that's what, all of the yields of our customers have been pleasant, happy, better than expected, and doing fairly good. Of course, we're not seeing many of the 70 bushel beans like we were expecting at the beginning of August, but we weren't expecting those after the month of August. So that's quite the thing that way. You know, a lot of customers calling us today asking us, you know, where do we maybe want to start buying some beans? You know, the 66% retracement takes us down in that 1245-46 area, Dave. So
almost there now.
Yeah, well, within 20 cents, aren't we? So, like I say, that area, it's going to be tempting to either take off some shorts or sell some puts maybe against our short positions. So that'd be something we might look at down another 10 to 15 cents.
Do you think that cash corn is going to be less than $4?
Cash corn less than $4. In some areas, Dave, where the basis is going to be wide and we get going strong, it can be. But one of the things that we've noticed so far is there's been little or no hedge pressure by the elevators in the corn because everything that's went to market was contracted, so they don't have to hedge that. In fact, is when they get the cash corn, and they will, in fact, buy instead of sell that. The next part is we're hearing very, very few farmers say they're going to do anything but store this corn crop at these price levels. So, we might not see quite the pressure that we're thinking could come about right now.
And if they do store in the amounts that we are thinking, and we're thinking a lot of storage, Does it make sense that there might be a window to let it go? In other words, if you wait till January, might that window be too late?
It's very possible. You know, we all know that there's a lot of on-farm storage that's very, very empty. You know, even contrary to the government report numbers, most of the farmers' bins are just about bare. So they've built a lot of bins in the last 2 years. So we're going to have the elevators will start to get nervous partway through harvest if they don't get too much grain that way along the line. But any rallies probably that take us in this corn back over 460 probably are better sell than buy.
We have to ask, where did those extra beans come from in the quarterly grain stock report?
Well, they said it was production from the year before, you know, production that they'd underestimated from the year before.
Right.
But, I'm just remembering last year's harvest and everybody we talked to, and I'm not really thinking there was that many extra beans out there.
I wasn't either, and if you think about it, that number, if you really wanted to do some math, to get to that 141, you actually had to start less than 125, it would seem to me, given the fact that actual exports were 15 million bushels more than USDA reported on its September WASDE report.
Doesn't seem to add up, does it?
It's an odd thing.
It's an odd thing. There you go, Dave. I think you explained it as well or better than I ever could have, in that it's an odd thing.
So, how quickly the market turns. Like end of August, we were looking at 1410, and we had the double top it. We were thinking, wow, the beans are out there. The pods are not there. The Pro Farmer Tour says they're not there in places like Iowa. And how quickly the rain didn't come in August, how quickly the market has turned, and we break the $200 day moving average today after gapping lower on the open. So I guess the question is, fundamentally, what could turn the market back to the bulls now besides a failure in South America in the planting season?
Well, I think three things, Dave. I mean, we can have the dollar continue to move down. We're at a low on the dollar right now. If we can get back because of exchange rates. Number two could be quickly dropping yields in the areas we've talked about before. And number three can be weather problems in South America. And, of course, there's always the wild card of China and when they do switch from U.S. to South American supplies. So I guess there's actually four rather than three things to look at that could turn the market around. But those are the things we'd have to keep an eye on. And basically, how tight a holders will farmers be for a while here, too, because we do need to keep some beans moving in the market. And the marketplace is telling us that by looking at the lack of carry,
right,
and actually inverse market.
Inverse market tells you that they need the beans now.
Yes.
So how bearish do you want to be? If we were to go under 57, 1257, could it conceivably go back to 1162?
If we continue to see tremendous yields through the areas we thought really lacked, there is that possibility, Dave. Uh-huh. We're not forecasting that as of this point. If you remember our earlier statements where we would probably start lightening
up, I heard that.
And selling puts before that time frame. So I guess it's not off the charts, but it is not on my front page right
okay.
now.
Okay. Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Let's see how the trade is currently moving the commodities. December hard wheat, 743 and a quarter, up 3 3/4. Soft December, 678 and 3/4, up a quarter. December corn, 437, down 4 1/2. July, 464 and a half, down 4 1/2. November soybeans, $12.64 3/4, down 18. July, $12.31 1/4, down 10.5. October soybean meal, $4.04 10, down 5.80. October soybean oil, $40.63, and it is down 20. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM, 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.